Welcome to the Portland Yacht Services podcast series. Our podcast series is dedicated to education for the boat industry. And for more information, go to www.portlandyacht.com. All right. Hello there. Welcome aboard to the maiden voyage of the Portland Yacht Services podcast. This is a very exciting time for the company, now over 35 years strong, well-known not just here in Maine, but throughout the world as well for its world-class service, now celebrating its new home at 100 West Commercial Street in Portland, also venturing out onto social media, proving there is no such thing as uncharted waters here. My name is Norm Karkos. Pleasure to be with you on this podcast. And joining us today for this podcast, well, the pioneers, Phineas and Joanna Sprague of Portland Yacht Services. Hello to you both.
Good day.
Thank you.
Yes, 1981, the humble beginnings, right?
That's right. And I think we all should mention Jane Wellahan, mm-hmm. who was working for us at the time and was really helpful in starting this all up and giving me the support at the time when we were just saying, is this a crazy idea or not?
Yeah, well, it's not a crazy idea because you've been at it for 35 years, and we're talking about the next generation here of Portland Yacht Services. So we welcome into the microphone Jason Curtis, who serves as the Vice President of Operations here. And you are the next generation, Jason. That's what I've been told.
So says Finn.
There you go.
And when I say yes, that's the way it goes.
You're still the skipper. Hard to lee, right? All right, no doubt an exciting time here at PYS. A new building at 100 West Commercial Street here, gorgeous building. And the main boat builder show now at the Portland Sports Complex on Warren Avenue, just off exit 48, off I-95 in Westbrook. And first of all, let's talk about why the change. You've been at this for 30 years now, so why the change here?
Well, I think with great reluctance, it became obvious that we were needed a new boatyard, so we sold the place. And the new owners have a great big vision that is wonderful. And the boat show really didn't have a place because they had to start tearing down buildings. Mm-hmm. And we needed to have continuity, and because you need to set your calendar and your clock by the boat show. Mm-hmm. And so we had the opportunity of moving into the sports complex. Mm-hmm. And it was an immediate opportunity that had a good ramp on it, and we could put that uncertainty behind us. So we chose to make the move, but a well-advertised move.
Mm-hmm. And now, Joanna, 30 years, and a lot has changed from telephones to cell phones and now a podcast here, but a lot has changed. This boat show has so much history, and it really has kept up with the times, has it not?
Oh, it has. It really, you know, year four was a big step. All of a sudden, we had to expand into another building. Year one, we only had 12 guys standing at a table with no boats. And by year four, we had to expand. They started to bring boats. And it really meant a lot to anybody walking in the door to see a boat. And they were main boats. Mm-hmm. And when you say main boats, people's eyes pop. Mm-hmm. So by year 10, we had to start emptying out more and more of our boatyard.
We were filling up the buildings with storage boats at the same time as we were growing the boat show.
Yeah.
So suddenly there was this huge cost of moving all of these boats out of storage. Imagine we'd go to an owner and say, well, you can have indoor winter storage except for the month of March.
Yeah, right.
We'll move your boat out for the month of March.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that was a feat, you know, and, right. And we did it, and boat owners were fine, and if they wanted their boat in the show, then we took the cover off and said, well, yeah, this is what we do here at Portland Yacht Services. Yeah. We can take care of your boat any which way. But it was, we've seen changes for sure, and not only now Maine, but it's a boat builder that has to come. So the builder has to be there next to his boat, and then we have the manufacturers of products. They got to come with their reps or their manufacturing men, mostly men, in terms of answering all the questions mm-hmm. that people have on products. Yeah. And products change every year.
Yeah.
And anybody with a boat is looking for that new product and what's cool.
Yeah. And I think that there's an important distinction that you have to make between what we're trying to do in the local boat shows.
Mm-hmm.
if somebody flies in from New York City, they're not going to probably buy an outboard from us. Mm-hmm. They may buy it, their boat may be in Florida. Mm-hmm. So when they talk to about a new Suzuki or a new Evinrude or a new Mercury, they're talking to usually the sales rep or the person that is in charge of all the service for those outboard motor companies. Mm-hmm. And they rarely get an opportunity to talk to someone at that level in a corporate company. Mm-hmm. And then he says, where are you from? He says, well, the boat's in Sarasota. And at that point, he pulls out his business card and says, well, here's the dealer to talk to in Sarasota. It doesn't do a local Evinrude or a Suzuki dealer any particularly good to be spending the time with this customer.
Sure.
But it does the customer a lot of good to actually talk to someone who is right from the manufacturer.
And so that's why the people that come to the show, they know they can get serviced even though their boat may be in the
Hands
Caribbean
on.
Or right. Europe. And I'll tell you, we have them from all over that come. And sometimes they walk in and they go talk to one of those boat builders and, yeah, I like your 30-foot model, and let's go down and talk about what kind of engine you want. Let's go down to the diesel engines and see what you want to do.
And the lighting and the hatches.
Just
and
goes on and on and on. Yeah. And we've had plenty of customers that fly in that airplane.
I got some great stories.
Makes a huge difference. And, Jason, the new location, let's talk about the Portland Sports Complex on Warren Avenue in Westbrook. I mean, really ideally located for people just off the Turnpike, downtown Portland. I mean, this is a new venue, but it's change is good sometimes.
Definitely a new venue. Like Finn said, give the reasons why. It is going to be a little change. I think people are going to like it. Justine and I were just there last week taking measurements, getting things together.
One floor. No elevator.
All right.
Nice soft floor, no concrete.
Yep.
Talk about change. Justine and I were taking the measurements. Well, we're going to turn it into a CAD drawing now so we can move the boats around instead of a sticky piece of paper and move that around like we used to do.
Yeah.
But that's what, Justine and I are spending time doing that, getting prepped already,
When we started this, we didn't have CAD.
CAD didn't exist then.
Are you getting a lot of questions from your, you sent out an email blast.
We sent out a blast. It goes out to about 2,000 people. And if you want to get on that email, you can go to the Boat Builders website, and there's insider information you can sign up on, and that will get you on that list of all the information that goes out periodically through the show. Mm. Some of the questions we're getting, parking, it's going to be pretty similar. There's more parking available on site. We're also going to run the buses throughout various parking areas, and that will be updated as we, as we get those together.
It's March, too, we always have to worry
time.
About.
Yeah, then the snow we have to think about, hopefully not, but yes. So those are some of the things that we're getting questions on.
Yeah, and you mentioned March. It is March 24th, 10 to 6, Saturday, March 25th, 10 to 6, and Sunday, March 26th, I should say, 10 to 4. It's 5 months away, but it really isn't. And this is a lot sooner than you actually think.
Oh, yeah. We've been at this for a couple months already because we really wanted to touch base with all the exhibitors. They've known about our changes and our dilemma selling the property. Most of them are very happy to know that it's going to continue. Mm-hmm. The boat show is important to their business, to the state of Maine, and then certainly the city of Portland. All the hotels and restaurants get filled for that weekend, too.
Yeah.
So parking has always been an issue. Hotels, the downtown Portland is not that far away. People can still use the same ones if they're used to going there every show.
It's less than 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how much resources we spent to make sure that our neighbors on Munger Hill were not negatively impacted by the show so that we could be good neighbors.
Right.
And
we spent 30 years at that.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long time.
And it's in the new area, just the release of concern in terms of impacting the neighbors has just been just wonderful.
So this site, is has shows all the time, so the parking is well managed and maintained, and we'll just keep people posted.
Yeah. A testimonial from your website. This is from Dick Pulsifer from a boat builder. This is, quote, more than a boat show, rather a gathering of builders and customers. That's a very nice testimonial.
Well, yeah, I think that our intent has always been to make sure that the people in the booth are absolutely knowledgeable about the product, so that someone like myself that owns a boatyard, the best 3 hours or 4 hours I can spend in a year in terms of knowing about new products and what's actually going on is to walk through to the aisles of my own boat show and to touch bases with the people in that show that are experts in fields that I have to be right on the game with. Mm-hmm. So if it's good for me, it's going to be good for most people.
Yeah. And your exhibitors, actually, from last year, is a who's who. You have people like AB Marine, Artisan Boatworks out of Rockport, Bay of Maine Boats, and we're covering the whole state, Thomaston down to York. I mean, this really is celebrating the whole state of Maine, builders.
We started with 12 guys standing at a table. Yeah. No boats.
Yeah. And their kids are all grown up now.
Yeah. and
So we've expanded now, not only Maine boat builders, but we have Canadian boat builders. We have people from Connecticut. We have people from the West Coast.
The West Coast.
Yeah. Mm. And we get calls every year from far away on how to get here. You know, fly there, where do I go? I mean, it's interesting how Justina and I have to be a tour guide for many, many people. But it's getting easier. People are much more savvy and figuring it out on the computer. But, you know, they're from all over, and it's really helped the state of Maine. Mm-hmm. It's helped the boat building industry. Granted, boat building has changed too. You know, there are all different kinds of styles. But many people are still coming to the show to see what they can do to upgrade their boat. Mm-hmm. And whether it's an old 30-foot catch that's wooden and they're trying to figure out, they've got a leak here or there, or those, you know, the new products, the new bottom paints, the new ways of maintaining fiberglass now is very different than it was 30 years ago. Yeah. So it's an education on our part to see the new exhibitors that come too with their new products, a different kind of shrink wrap, a different kind of soda blasting. That's been a big change.
And you also realize that the exhibitors that come, some of them are just mom and pop shops. Mm-hmm. And every year they can't come because they got a wedding, they got another issue, they got a conflict. And so generally speaking, we have, over the years, we have a cycling of the exhibitors. So every year, they're not all the same people. Mm-hmm. We have at least 20% turnover every year. They come back the next year or whenever there's an issue. But these are people who, number one, you know, if a lot of them can go home at night.
Right.
Because they're in the general area of Portland. Mm-hmm. And so Portland is unique in terms of the density of boat builders that are within a reasonable driving distance to keep the boat show fresh.
Mm-hmm. Don't you remember there would be people looking for a boat, and they would run the boat show that weekend, and then they would spend the next 2 weeks going down east and hitting each yard.
Trickle-down effect for this,
and just visually looking at the yard, meeting the people in the yard, and then pick a boat builder.
Yeah.
That was really interesting for us, that these people would take that kind of time. They'd come to the show first and do the quick, okay, there's this, and this, and then they'd spend, because these people are from away, you know, they're spending a whole week.
Still mud season in Maine. And you know that if they come to Maine during mud season, they're serious about their boats.
Yeah. Well, what about the new generation here of the boat builders, Jason, and how are you attracting second and third generation boat builders from some of these respective companies here and bringing them onto your boat show as well, educating a new generation of potential buyers and boaters as well?
Well, it's keeping the, you know, what Finn and Joanna started, trying to keep that mindset as we all go forward. You know, make sure there's somebody from representing the factory or somebody there. But there is a new generation, and most of them are generations that are, like Finn said, the next generation of that boat builder.
Their kids.
Their kids right. that are mm-hmm. still doing this. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
A lot of them are still traditional style boats, but there's some newer designs out there. And some
the Compass Project, right?
Yeah.
Right.
With the, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, then we've had people like Grain Surfboard come.
Yeah.
Wooden surfboards.
Yes.
Builders.
Mm-hmm.
Then
right.
you've got the paddle boarders.
Right.
You know, every year there's some. We've been through the cycle of the rowing shells. And it's, you know, we have other kinds of boats, not just these big lobster mm-hmm, boats and mm-hmm. the beautiful sailboats
yeah.
and the Morris Shots and the, you know, Jarvis yeah. Newmans. But yeah. it's interesting to see the smaller boat builders. They all yeah. need a dinghy.
Yeah.
The dinghies
sure.
are exquisite.
Yeah.
Exquisite. You have yeah. beautiful, beautiful dinghy builders around.
Yeah. You also have a lot of seminars. I mean, that really, the education about Maine boat building, per se. I mean, you have, it's not just looking at the vessels. You have seminars to help educate these people to go in depth with the boat building profession, if you will.
Yeah, we've been, you know, you need to pay attention to detail on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
And we've even gone to the point where the NAMS, which is a surveying group, provides seminars and gives their own members credit for having taken the
yeah.
seminars.
Mm-hmm.
And so the level of the seminar tends to be for the more educated boater.
Right.
And has enough flexibility so that the person giving the talk that he knows the subject well enough so that if he finds interest in a particular subject within the group, mm-hmm. he can sort of drill down into that particular thing and really answer the questions.
Yeah. Well, let's move ahead now 5 months, and we envision all the snow being melted, and as Finn said, past mud season. Here it is, opening day at the boat show.
If it doesn't snow, it's not the boat show.
It's only been, well, since 98 when I've been here, it's only been 2 years that it hasn't had a good snowstorm mm-hmm. in the boat show.
Yeah.
So we count on it.
Right.
What are we going to expect that first day? 10 o'clock on Friday morning, March 24th, Joanna. What are we expecting? The doors are open, and here we are. It's go time.
It's go time. I think that we'll find that we'll have a few stragglers because people are just trying to figure out the new building.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all about getting them in the door. Mm-hmm. The flow will be on one floor, which mm-hmm. is kind of interesting. There
yeah.
is a restaurant on site, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think the bathrooms are all inside. Right. Those are always questions people ask because they've been driving for 3 hours to get here, and where's the bathroom?
Right.
So we'll make sure they're available.
Yeah.
But the boat builders are, you know, people have said, yes, we're coming. We're coming back. So
yeah. Yeah.
It's all of us. By opening doors, we've been at this for a couple of days, just getting everybody lined up. So mm-hmm. it'll be easy to get in.
Yeah.
Yes, you can buy tickets online, or you certainly buy them at the door. There's always 2 and 3 day tickets too, easy to do. But it, you know, I don't think that we'll see that much difference, other than
yeah.
just the front door is going to look a little different. It's
there
not
going
to be that big glass door.
I like the idea of no posts.
No posts that we have to put boats around, because that's always a challenge. Well, there's a post in the middle of my booth.
Yeah. Yeah. Another testimonial from your website. This is from Wooden Boat Magazine. Real boats with real parts for real boaters, Finn.
Yeah, that's wooden boat number 95. When they figured out
yep.
what we had done, and we were sitting there in, you know, just afraid to change anything until
yeah.
that we realized that what we had done mm-hmm. was we had created a place where knowledgeable boaters wanted to come.
Mm-hmm. And not only were the exhibitors all knowledgeable, but the people that came to the show now were, you know, they were boat builders themselves. you never know who you're going to run into an elbow right next to, because they all come to the show now.
Yeah, yeah,
and
right.
may not be, you know, they may have exhibited 10 years ago or something. But
yeah.
so it's old home week. We all yeah. sit there and we have an exhibitor party that anybody who's ever come to the show and
yeah.
exhibited, they're all welcome to come yeah. and hang out. And we always have Boat Builders Hall of Fame.
It's a meeting of the clan is what it is. And,
exactly.
You know, people often come up to me and say, well, I can't afford a booth, but do you mind if I hand out some literature? Mm-hmm. And I say, knock yourself out.
Yeah.
You know, because really what we want to do is create the opportunities and move people ahead, lift people up.
There's been boat builders that just barely could scratch the dollars, or they were outside, which is a little cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
And by 2 years later, they had built a building to build boats in.
One of my favorite stories, if I got 2 seconds, is a person that's no longer with us is Dave Cochran, mm-hmm. who is building most gorgeous Herreshoffs under special license from the MIT Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And he came to the show and he said, Finn, I don't think I'm going to be able to stay in business.
Mm-hmm.
He said, because nobody wants to buy my boat. It's mm-hmm. too expensive to build.
Mm-hmm.
And he came to the show, and we increased his market reach to Europe.
Wow.
And 4 years later, he came back to me and said, Finn, I've got boats all over the world. I built a barn, and I just paid off my barn.
Wow.
And the problem was that if you're building a boat locally, you have to do it within the local cost structure.
Mm-hmm.
And he was building a boat that on any scale was absolutely superb. And had a worldwide market, not the local market. So we were able to break him out of his local market so he could be successful.
Yeah, yeah. We're about a minute left in the podcast. Back in 1981, did you ever envision you'd be doing a podcast and you have a Facebook page?
You know, my kids, I had one child that was a little savvy with computers. Yeah. He went around and talked to everybody about a web page.
Right.
And he was charging $300.
Wow. And now Finn's the star of a podcast here.
Right.
And you have your own main boat builders show Facebook page too, right, Jason?
We do.
Yeah.
You can search that out on the internet. You know,
main Boat Builders Show right on Facebook, and you'll see we put stuff up, pictures of boats. You know, as we start knowing what kind of boats are coming, we blip it up and say, don't forget,
okay.
Coming up.
Well, March 24th, 25th, and 26th. Any final comments here in the closing 30 seconds from anybody here?
Well, we'll be there.
And we'll get some more information out there. And,
okay.
Keep following us on the website and the Facebook page.
And anybody has any suggestions, just give us a buzz, because we're always open to doing a better job.
And come on down to our new digs, 100 West, because we're always there, too.
Is that port or starboard from where you were before? That's technically west, so that's more
it's
of a...
west.
That's port.
Still on the water, though. Still on the water.
Upstream. Okay. Well, Phineas and Joanna Sprague, thank you. Jason Curtis, thank you. We'll have another podcast here talking about more with Portland Yacht Services. My name is Norm Karkos. Thank you for joining us. And the Maine Boat Builders Show will be here before you know it.
Thanks, Norm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Portland Yacht Podcast Series. For more information on the boating industry itself, visit us on the web at www.portlandyacht.com.